USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. In an extensive closed-door interview with lawmakers Wednesday, James Biden asserted that his brother, President Joe Biden, was never engaged in any of his financial transactions. USA's John Schaefer.
The interview was conducted as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden refuted allegations suggesting that President Biden leveraged his official capacities for personal gain through his family's international business endeavors. The testimony arrives amidst a significant setback to the inquiry's credibility following the arrest of a former FBI informant accused of fabricating bribery accusations against the president.
While Ohio Republican Jim Jordan does not say whether he believes these latest Smirnoff allegations are true, the author of the famed Steele dossier never faced such swift retribution.
When Christopher Steele lied to the FBI about President Trump, he gets paid more. When Smirnoff lies to the FBI about President Biden, no, he gets indicted.
GOP lawmakers claim the president improperly profited from his family's overseas business dealings while vice president in the Obama administration. The arrest of the ex-FBI informant may have undercut the Republicans' entire argument. Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston, Texas. Local deputies link him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. They'll begin drying out in California following multiple days in a row of atmospheric river storms that triggered more than a foot of new rainfall in some areas and up to 6 feet or more of new snow in the mountains. Flooding and landslides have been an issue since late last week, especially along the central and southern California coast. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggested language among staffers transition from things like saying brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the terms with which others are comfortable.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller at the same time told reporters the memo had Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. Fans of Rocketman Elton John are snatching up collectible items in a major memorabilia auction. It was held late Wednesday in New York City by Christie's, the London-based auction house. Sterling silver rocket-shaped cocktail shakers hit the auction block, as well as the rock legend's Yamaha Conservatory Grand Piano. In all, 900 items, all of which came from the British rocker's Atlanta home, were auctioned off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.